First off, offer Adandavatanam, General Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivadakacharya Shiva Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj Jai. Jai Nitalila Vishnu Om Paramahansa Parivadakacharya Varya Ashtokara Sattva Sri Shimaraj Shiva Bhakti Sundar Devindadev Goswami Maharaj Jai. Jai Nitalila Vishnu Om Paramahansa Parivadakacharya Shiva Bhakti Rakat Shira Dev Goswami Maharaj Jai. Jai Nityalila Vishnu Om Paramahansa Bhagavan Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Shiva Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Nityalila Vishnu Om Paramahansa Srila Satcharan Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Nityalila Vishnu Om Paramahansa Srila Satcharananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Nityalila Vishnu Om Paramahansa Vaishnava Sarvabhoma Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Sri Rupa Nuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Sad Goswami Prabhu Ki Jai. Jai Nityalila Vishnu Om Paramahansa Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Ananti Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Radha Krishna, Gopa Gopinath, Shamakund, Radha Kund, Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Gangamai Ki Jai, Damunamai Ki Jai, Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai, Mayapur Navadeep Dham Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Sandaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai, Jai Gaur Premanande Ki Jai. So I want to just take a few minutes to review some things we've heard from, particularly from Srila Sridhar Maharaj, about the disappearance of the Guru. previous to this already, I have... say sustained the disappearance of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my initiating spiritual master. His divine grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Shuradev Goswami Maharaj, my sannyas guru. And now my shiksha guru and mahanta guru, because more than just giving shiksha, he was my, Srila Govinda Maharaj was my instructing guru, instructing directly, telling me, do this, don't do this, giving me advice, giving me some understanding of spiritual life, according to my capacity. So, I don't see much difference in these three gurus that I just described. For me, each different in some way, but each the same. They're all my master, they're all my guru. And now Srila Govinda Maharaj, he has passed away. So, when I spoke at Armat in New Jersey, after hearing of his disappearance, glorifying him as we just did for the first time using this expression, Jai Om Nityalila Vishnu. Previously someone had wrongly used that expression. They thought it was part of the mantra for glorifying the Guru, because we can say Jai Nityalila Vrishnam Srila Bhakti Rakha Shirate, Jai Nityalila Vrishnam Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, etc., etc., because they have already left this plane, and they are in the transcendental plane, and they're serving life there. Well, that is the meaning of Nityalila, that they're, what is their eternal position, expressing this something about their eternal position. But we're not using that. When the Guru is present in front of us, so some devotees mistakenly used that expression. Govinda Maharaj corrected them. Oh, that's not, I'm not yet in my Nitya Leela or something. So that day, we were celebrating Gurudev's disappearance, the first time that I used that expression, Nitya Leela, Jayam Nitya Leela Krishna, Paramahansa, etc. So very, very difficult and emotional to acknowledge that guru, that friend, dearest friend, guide, who is, Govinda Maharaj said about his relationship with Srila Sridhar Maharaj, one person I cannot lie to, one person I must always tell the truth. Well, a person like no other. Gurudev, that sort of relationship, guru-disciple relationship, there's no other relationship like that. Similarities, father, son, father, daughter, etc. But it's not the same as guru-disciple. Guru-disciple, I mentioned briefly yesterday, who I am giving full charge of my life. Independence, I'm surrendering that independence. Now, my guidance is coming from your lips and your hands. What you direct with your lips and your hands, what is coming by your voice, then I accept that, I follow that. Hare Krishna, Dadavai. Srila Maharaj told Govinda Maharaj, yes, you may stay. Are you prepared to follow my instruction? And he said, giving up your mind, what your mind tells you, forgetting that, you will follow my instruction. Are you prepared? And Govinda Maharaj, when he told us, he said, yes. He said, I am accustomed to saying yes to everything. But he did not really ascertain the depth of that expression and the answer he gave. And I recall also one of my godbrothers from Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, his name is Achyutananda, and he was staying in Mayapur at the ashram of Damodar Maharaj, the godbrother of Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada, another Damodar Maharaj. And Damodar Maharaj had to go someplace for some service, and only he and Achyutananda were staying in his ashram. Now he is gone, and he told Achyutananda, I've left some rice and some dal here for you, for I will be gone 2 days or something. And after 3 days he had not returned, 4 days, maybe five, something like that. And there's no more rice or dal, nothing. And Chitananda is now fasting. And he came to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. He knew he had shelter here at the ashram of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. So he came here and told Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj said to us, not at the time, but said to us, telling the story. Oh, Damodar Maharaj, he was a little crack brain. A little crack in his brain. So he may say he's going for 2 days, but who knows when he will return. Right? He's not thinking so carefully about that type of thing. So, Chipananda Maharaj asked him, can he stay? Here, Sridhar Maharaj, of course you can stay. So, and also when Srila Sridhar Maharaj was telling us this story, then Sridhar Maharaj was showing his surprise to Chutananda, that, oh, for 3 days or something like this, that you have been fasting. This is a great hardship. You must be terribly hungry, and it must be very difficult for you, and so forth. But Chutananda Maharaj was in very good spirits. He wasn't Maharaj then, he was Chutananda Brahmacharya. Chutananda was in good spirits, and he offered this resolution. Oh, Krishna is dancing. And when he dances, sometimes things are thrown here and there. It was very nice. Sridhar Maharaj liked this very when he heard that. He liked that. He remembered it and told us, oh, many years later, maybe 15 or 20 years later. Krishna is dancing, and sometimes things are thrown here and there. Chutananda acknowledging, so he is throwing me here and there. He's dancing, I'm getting thrown aside here and there, but it is Krishna's play. So I have no objection, no problem. Anyway, then he stayed here for some time. But I don't recall whether it was this time or another time, because another time Srila Prabhupada sent the Chutananda here to Srila Sridhar Maharaj's mind. And Sridhar Maharaj agreed to take him. I think it was another time. Agreed that he could stay here, but he first put the question to Achyutananda. Yes, you may stay here, but are you prepared to follow my instruction? Swami Maharaj had actually sent Achyutananda. You go and you give this letter to Sridhar Swami as my recommendation that he accept you to stay with him. So Sridhar Maharaj was agreeable with that, but he said to Achyutananda, yes, you may stay here, but are you prepared to follow my instruction? And he said, it may be whimsical or whamsical. But you must follow it. Can you do that? And Chutananda said, yes. I guess he did. He stayed here. He learned many things here in the Mahaprabhu Siddhartha. So much that later, Chutananda was something of a pundit. He's a very scholarly person. And when those of us in the West began to recognize his preaching, we were wondering how he had come to know so many things which we did not know. And of course, at least something of that had to be from his stay here in this mind. But he got some things from Srila Sridhar Maharaj that none of us have yet been exposed to. One of them being that descent of the holy name. Chutananda wrote an article one time. It was published in Back to Godhead magazine called Descent of the Holy Name. Taken from some notes that he made while he asked Srila Sridhar Maharaj a question about the Holy Name. Well, that article became famous. And also, Srila Sridhar Maharaj was famous because he was the source of that article. Very early in the time of this time. And one of my godbrothers, Rishabhadev, he credits that article, that talk about the descent of the holy name, as being his initial introduction to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. He heard that maybe around 1975 or so. He was working for Prabhupada's Spiritual Sky Incense, and they were selling incense to temples and also to stores in the United States. And Shabadev had to travel and go different places to find buyers for the incense. And he used to play that. Somehow it was on a tape, and he used to play that tape over and over and over. And hear that scent of the holy name.
Made the descent or descent?
Huh?
The descent or descent?
Descent?
Descent of the holy name.
Descent. The holy name descending? sentence of all. So that, when I say we are giving our lives to the Guru, that he is taking charge of us, then that's what it means. We must be prepared to follow his instruction, whether it is whimsical or whimsical. But whimsical or whimsical means it appears that way to us. It cannot be whimsical. But to us, we may think, what is this? Why would he ask me to do this? What is the point? We may question it. But his point, Srila Sridhar Maharaj's point is, no, don't question the order of the Guru. And Srila Govinda Maharaj, why he is such a qualified disciple of Srila Sridhar Maharaj is because he fit that mold. Obedience, blind obedience, obedience to the will of the Guru without questioning what's behind it. We should always understand what's behind it is Krishna's goodwill. Maybe the Guru may be telling us to do something which is very difficult. But his goodwill is there, so we should try to do even the most difficult things because his goodwill is there. And Govinda Maharaj, faced many difficulties in his service for Srila Sridhar Maharaj. I wrote an article one time that who I was referring to. About one of our gurus. I think it was Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj. That what he did, it may appear easy. But it applies to any guru, Sridhar Maharaj, Govinda Maharaj. Let's use this in reference to Srila Govinda Maharaj. What he did, in the eyes of most of us, I think it's fair to say appeared very natural and easy. We know that there are difficulties. He traveled and he was very ill and things like that, and he exerted himself in different ways. But not show the appearance, at least as I saw it, of someone who is struggling. At least struggling with what to do. We often struggle what to do. What should I do this? Should I do that? What would be better? This, should I go this place, that place? Many, many things we have to struggle with in our mind. But he did not seem to have that sort of struggle. He did not seem to struggle to rise early in the morning, or meet the devotees, or so many things. The demands of the devotees, so many questions coming from devotees. And Bhakti Lalita Devi was his secretary, and so many things coming from so many, all parts of the world, to the center, Srila Govinda Maharaj. And difficulties with the leaders, difficulties with the temple, not enough manpower, not enough money, one fighting with another, da 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 da, on and on and on. In some cases, I am a little intimate with, in SoCal, certain instances, some fighting there, and devotees looking to Srila Govinda Maharaj, oh Maharaj, you must help us, there's great turmoil, please, help us, what should we do? We're thinking this, another group thinking that, something like that. And I remember being with the Lunavars one time, and he said, oh, so if I go there in 1 minute, it will all be solved. So his, it was, and it was true. Devotees had enough faith in him that if he made, when he made a decision, then within 1 minute, oh, okay, now we know what to do, and problem solved. So he made it look easy, but in the background, his life was a life of great austerity. There were many difficulties in his life. And the difficulties that I'm referring to all were in the matter of serving Srila Shudamar, serving his mat, serving his deities, and serving his devotees. Srila Govinda Maharaj faced so many difficulties to protect and serve those entities. And in America, many of the police cars, they have this motto, such and such, Collingswood Police Department, to protect and serve. Their function, that's their job, to protect and serve the citizens. Govinda Maharaj accepted that role, especially for the Western, especially for everyone, but very early on for the Western devotees, because I think Govinda Maharaj saw that Srila Shudamar's had some reluctance to getting involved in the conflicts of the Western devotees. At that time, that primarily meant ISKCON. The ISKCON was a giant, big organization of devotees, and Swami Maharaj Prabhupada had disappeared, and so many difficulties arose as a result of that. And some of us began coming to Srila Shudamar. From the very beginning, leadership of this kind approached Srila Shridhar Maharaj for questions, how to continue the institution and how to continue the work of initiating new disciples and so on after the disappearance of our guru. And it was very amicable, very friendly relationship. But later, after some years, they took a different turn, and then it became problematic. Problems arose because they began to think that Srila Shridhar Maharaj had some self-interest in dealing with them, rather than the idea that all of his god brothers, maybe not all, but one of his god brothers spoke to this, and I think everyone acknowledged it. One of Srila Shridhar Maharaj's preeminent qualities was his disinterested nature. High intelligence, disinterested nature, and knowledge of the scriptures. So one of his noted qualities was disinterested nature, meaning he will give advice to everyone equally, friend or foe. Whether friend or enemy, if they came to him for advice, and they did, and he would dispense good advice to them. And so he was doing that with ISKCON, the leaders of ISKCON, as friends, but they began to think of Srila Shridhar Maharaj as a foe. So then it became difficult. Some tension arose. And it was at that time, or maybe just prior to that, that persons like myself, Madhava Puri Maharaj, there's others that probably I don't think you'll remember or know anymore, then Ashram Maharaj, some others, began coming to Srila Shridhar Maharaj, and asking advice on how to proceed with our spiritual life, looking for guidance. Mm-hmm. And the natural question then is, oh, if I give advice to these persons who have come from ISKCON, that will inflame ISKCON. There's already some fire, some smoldering there. And if I continue to give advice to those who are coming to me without being directly sent by ISKCON, they're coming on their own to me. If I allow that, and I agree to that, then that big organization, their leaders, will become disturbed with me. Jai Nitya Lila Vishnu Paramahansa Shivalaki Rakat Shiradeya Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. But anyway, he gave the advice, and it created difficulties for him. One difficulty in particular, very heavy for Srila Sridhar Maharaj. One ISKCON guru, his name was Jayatirtha Maharaj, had many disciples. Some, maybe 200 or 300 in England mostly. And he was very enthusiastic to take the, to hear from Srila Sridhar Maharaj and to hear Krishna Katha, Hari Katha from Srila Sridhar Maharaj. But his coming here meant a sort of schism between him and ISKCON. But anyway, he didn't want to stop, and ISKCON wanted him to stop. So one thing and another happened, and then ended up before all of these buildings here. Some, you know, dozens and dozens of Srila Tirtha Maharaj's disciples started flooding the mat, so to speak. So every room was filled to overflowing. All of the bathroom facilities were, you know, incapacitated. There wasn't enough water. You know, like everything was just like, there just wasn't enough of anything to accommodate so many persons. All in all, maybe something like 100, 120 showed up here in India for a short time, because, you know, had to, it just couldn't hold that number of persons at that time. So they were gradually dispersed in a way to calm things down, but it was very difficult. And the point I kind of got away from, but Srila Govinda Maharaj sort of interceded for us, because he didn't want this sort of disturbance for his Guru Maharaj, and yet if Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, is going to deal with the Western devotees, how do you avoid this sort of thing? It sort of goes with the territory. So to prevent Srila Sridhar Maharaj from withdrawing, Govinda Maharaj said, I will take care of him. So instead of any trouble going to you, Guru Maharaj, you leave everything to me, and I will take care of you. And he did. So, but that sort of trouble now is entirely Govinda Maharaj's responsibility. And many things like that, so many things, one after another, occurred over the many years that were very difficult things to deal with. When the last time I was here, I told you about some legal matter that came up that was very worrisome, because the government had made some decision. The government had recently become communist. The communists had taken over the government, but I guess in Bengal, if not India, I guess at least Bengal. And their idea was that everyone would only be allowed a certain amount of property. Right, so...
Ceiling.
Huh?
Land ceiling. It's called land ceiling.
Land?
Ceiling. Ceiling. Land ceiling.
Series?
Ceiling.
Ceiling.
Ceiling, right, right. Land ceiling, right. But you don't have that now, right?
Yes.
You do? You don't, right. Yeah, land ceiling. That's what he was calling it. Land ceiling. So, every one person was allowed, you know, whatever the quota was, one, I don't know, 5 acres or something like 5 figures or something, but some amount of land. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj, his mot already, he had 30 or more, and it was far exceeding the allotment. So, Govinda Maharaj was, Sridhar Maharaj, of course, asked Govinda Maharaj to take care of the matter, and so it was in his hands. And he did that. He couldn't have been very old, I think 20 or younger, probably. I'm not sure. But something like young, very young man. Huh?
19.
Yeah. So, you know how old that would make him? 17, right, so 20. So about 20 years old. And here's this big weight. We may lose the whole mat unless you can do something. So he went to Kolkata to deal with the government there and also to find some lawyer's help, etc. But it was going on and no solution. And finally, Govinda Maharaj thought it was hopeless. Just the government would not listen to anything they were saying. And were determined to take all the land except for one quota, for Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And but he, Govinda Maharaj said he couldn't sleep, he couldn't eat. Very disturbing morning. And every night he was restless, not sleep, mind was disturbed by this problem. And finally, the solution came. Finally, someone suggested a particular lawyer, and this lawyer, the super lawyer, made everything very good. So nothing was lost, everything was good. But, and you also know, just recently, maybe, you may know, may not know, I heard recently some gundas throwing rocks at the buildings, yelling things about the Western devotees, things like this. When Srila Sridhar Maharaj passed away, after I took sannyas, then a number of other devotees from the West, from ISKCON, took sannyas, and other initiations also, they began taking Harinam, mantra initiation. Then we heard from Srila Sridhar Maharaj that some gundas had been hired to break the temple, this temple. Like, throwing the bricks the other day, more than that, come inside and break down
the
buildings. Huh?
Hired by the communists. The gundas were hired by whom?
I don't think I want to say, but not by our friends. So, and they wanted to kill Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Srila Sridhar Maharaj said that these gundas were offered a big chest of money to do this work, to break down the temple, and to kill Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Fortunately, that gunda was one of those persons that would come to Srila Sridhar Maharaj for advice.
He had come to you.
Yes, and he respected Srila Sridhar Maharaj. But he's the one that brought the news to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. This is what they are doing. They have come to me. They've asked me to do this for them. Right? And so, of course, it didn't happen, unfortunately. Because he had respect for Srila Sridhar Maharaj. But this type, this is one of those things. Govinda Maharaj had to deal with this. Govinda Maharaj had to arrange for the protection of the monk and the devotees and so forth. Many things, many heavy, heavy things. When you are responsible for an organization like this one, many things happen. We won't hear of 99% of it, probably. That's our fortune. Why? Because Govinda Maharaj, or someone like him, is dealing with it. So, we don't hear about these things, and we think everything is nice, it's easy. Oh, Govinda Maharaj is taking care of everything, it's simple. No, he makes it look simple. But in the background, he is protecting and doing so many things that we may be completely unaware of. But in order to give shelter to us, protect the mosque, the devotees, the deities, etc., the mission of Shiva Shivananda. So, when such a guru passes away, then the shastras say that the acharya brings order to chaos. In a chaotic situation, when the acharya appears, he gives order to chaos. He sorts it out, gives order, some order. But when he disappears, the order returns to chaos. So we have seen after the disappearance of Srila Siddhartha Maharaj, unimaginable things happen. After the disappearance of Srila Swami Maharaj, unimaginable things that never would occur. We have so many God brothers working together for the same mission, the same guru, everything. Why should it not go on like that? You would expect that. Everyone is friendly and so forth. But after Swami Maharaj's disappearance, many difficulties came. In India, you may know, this Albert Road Temple in Kolkata, one group tried to seize the temple. And for many years, they had control of the temple and outside of the authority of the governing body of this time. They were operating outside their authority, but still claiming this is ISKCON, we are now ISKCON, etc., so many things. And they had control of the temple until recently, I guess. So, and problems with the who will initiate, that also is problematic after disappearance of Swami Khan. So, these difficulties are more likely to surface. What Gurudev was, all the matters that he was managing and all the chaos that he was harmonizing, likely to be some parts of that that are pop up, that are difficult to manage. Our leadership now will have to manage this. There are so many things like that. So many. Govinda Maharaj, by his presence, was able to manage. Simply his presence, because if someone said, Maharaj, this devotee, I can't tolerate him, such and such. No, you tolerate. Okay. Well, you must tolerate. There's no other way. Oh, okay. But now who will say that? And who will accept it? We'll see. We hope it'll be said and accepted. This Govinda Maharaj's stature is so great, and that sort of stature is rare in this world. So we have to try and Govinda Maharaj told us, what is our religion? Chanadapi, Sunichana, Chirodapi, Sahishnama, Amani, Namana, Dena, Purpani, Sadapi. This is our religion. If we can follow that religion, then everything should be okay. Very helpful, very good advice. So guru brings order to chaos, and he disappears in chaos. Tries to resume, tries to return. So mainly the first thing is we must not lose our faith in Guru Goranga. Because when it's natural that those who are not so fixed in their resolve to proceed in Krishna consciousness, faith generally is small. Faith is a very delicate thing for most of us. Only in a few has it become very strong and firm. So, for those where it is strong and firm, they should try to give encouragement, help, and some strength to those who have where it isn't so strong and firm. And for most of us, it's not so firm. It's a little delicate. So, where there's delicate faith, then it's easy to see, oh, if there is some fighting, there's some disagreement, there's some problem, etc. Oh, but I came to Krishna consciousness. What, there should not be any problem in Krishna consciousness. What is this? And then faith begins to erode. Oh, maybe this isn't really Krishna consciousness, or maybe this isn't really what I want, or something like that. So, we must avoid that. That is the wrong idea. It is imperfect vision which causes us, to see that way. That Śrīla Śrīdhara Mahārāja often spoke about the necessity to always adjust ourselves. We cannot adjust others. We're not responsible for others. We cannot make an other behave perfectly. But I can make myself behave perfectly. We always try to adjust everything, make the first adjustment with ourselves. And if we can help another person, of course we'll try to help them also. But that for which we came to Krishna consciousness, to make progress in the line, step by step development in pursuit of the Absolute Truth. I said yesterday that because it's spiritual, nothing can interfere with that. So we must always be mindful of that. If I am sincere, and Śrīla Śrīdhara quoted this verse, Nahi kalyana kritkaschit, durgatim katta gacchati. If I am sincere, no one can cheat me. If I am sincere, no one can cheat me. So our first concern is, I am sincere. I am proceeding sincerely. I do not want to find fault with others. First, I will look to myself and see if there's any fault in me. I will put my faith in the words of my guru. I'll have faith in those words and try to my full capacity, support my guru and those things which he held near and dear, his mats, his devotees, his deities, all these things which were dear to him, I will try to serve and protect those things as he would. And when the difficulties come, when so many things happen, Śrīla Śrīdhara Mahārāja said he also saw so many things in Gaudiya Math that he thought for sure were wrong, but his faith was that if he remained in his serving capacity, if he maintained his service to Guru Gauranga, then Krishna will adjust everything. And that should be our primary idea. Don't run away, don't give up, don't look to some other thing for inspiration or whatever. Krishna will arrange. Krishna, have that faith. Krishna will arrange everything. He will adjust everything. everything will be okay. Speaking of calamity, I just learned this morning that we have a rental house, and one of our neighbors called and said their basement was flooded. They thought it was coming from our basement. So I don't know what's going on. What, you know, maybe there's water pouring out of some pipe or something, you know, just without stop, or who knows what is going on. Something like that always happens in our life. So Krishna, but Krishna will not blame him for anything. Any problem, we know it is my own karma coming to surround me. I am to blame. So I have got to manage my karma. But serve the guru, devotees, deities with faith, submission, and try to follow this idea. What the devotees say, it may be whimsical or whamsical, but I will try to serve them. I could speak for, you know, I haven't even touched on half of what I wanted to say, but anyway, we've spoken a long time, so I'll stop there. Does anyone have any question they'd like to ask? My ticket is scheduled to take me from Calcutta on the 27th. What is today? The 16th? 15th? 16th? 17th. 17th? Oh, 10 days.
Maharaj, in the religious conception, we find that there are many religious groups.
Huh?
In the religious, you know, conception of reality, there are many groups, like Hindus are there, Muslims are there.
And are you a scientific bent?
Somewhat.
Oh, too bad you weren't here yesterday. Okay.
So, sometimes they are very dogmatic.
Sometimes?
They are very dogmatic.
Dogmatic?
Religious dogmaticism. But it looks to me that this is the main reason why people of this world are really afraid of that. They don't want to, you know, associate with religious conceptions so easily. So how, you know, this religion can appeal to the people of different backgrounds in a, you know, more synthetic sense?
I don't know. Should have been here for my class yesterday. I think I spoke to that point quite a bit. But at any rate, how can we appeal more to the intellectual?
Like, for example, you know, Muslims say Muhammad is the last prophet. There is no one beyond him. And so, and sometimes they say like the Lord cannot have any form. But in Vaishnava conception, we have Arsha Murthy, the descent of the Murthy. Its prime symptom is the bhava, or the mood in which Lord appears in that form. So how these different, you know, radical concepts can be harmonized?
The hypothetical person you're speaking of, he is searching for truth, or he is not searching?
Sometimes they're dogmatic because they have a book.
No. He is searching for the truth, or you are trying to make him see the truth? that he is not searching for.
Like we experienced, because I was in college, and there were different.
Do you understand my question?
Yes.
Let me go a little bit further. If someone is not interested in the truth, it's very hard to make them see it. So the first qualification is someone wants the truth or not. If he doesn't want it, then what will he do? If someone is asking a question like you just asked, in Islam there is this conception of the murti. Do you have a different conception? Can you explain why that difference is there? Well, we can answer that. That's simple. That's easy. But if he's saying, it is demoniac what you are doing, worshipping the deity, then what? What are we to say to that? That's his belief? He's not giving any indication that he wants to change his belief? He is making a determination. He's already made a determination about us. You can try, you can say, but would you like to hear the reason why it is not as you say? It is the opposite of what you say. No, it is what I say. Well, okay, Hare Krishna. Nice to have met you. What can you do? So, first qualification, someone is interested. Just to argue endlessly with people who want to argue or establish their idea over ours, not very fruitful. Usually it just, you'll feel like you become dirty talking with them. I just wasted my time. I have so little time and I just wasted it. How foolish of me. Right? So, at the same time, we know that it is in our interest, in the interest of everyone, that we push our conception into the environment, right? We're not supposed to just, as Swami Maharaj said, sarcastically sit in the temple ringing the bells. And that's not Mahaprabhu's idea, right? Mahaprabhu's idea is go yari deke tari kaha Krishna upadesh amar dai guru honatare desh. Go out, convert. Spread, tell everyone, give instructions about Krishna consciousness, go village to village, etc. Do Harinam Sankirtan. What we have learned from Saraswati Thakur, distribute some books, distribute something of the idea of Krishna consciousness to everyone that's far and wide. So that's our aim, and we should do that. And in doing that, then we meet these types of persons from time to time. And you have to use your own judgment. Do we have dogma? Yes, we have dogma. Anyone will say they are not possessed of dogma? It is a lie. Everyone has dogmatic ideas. So what do we have then? How can you do anything if that's not preceded with some dogma, some idea that you must do this, right? You must do this, you must serve Guru. That's dogmatic. Okay, you can say it's dogmatic, but how else will you get the truth? How else will you learn the truth? You must approach a sadhu and find out spiritual knowledge from him. Well, that's dogma. Well, then where will you get spiritual knowledge? From an engineer? His knowledge is about engineering. From a lawyer? His knowledge is about law. Where will you go? You have to go to someone who has that type of knowledge that you're seeking. That means sadhu. So it's dogmatic. We say, if you want spiritual knowledge, then you must go to a sadhu. Okay, you can say that's dogmatic. You could also say, that's very practical. Is it not practical? So, usually what people call dogmatic is what they don't want to do. You chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Our line is that you have to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, you know, so many rounds, or in the association of devotees, or you have to get the mantra from a sadhu or something. Oh, that's dog. That's dog. That's dog. Oh, you don't want to do that.
No.
You want the highest truth. Yes. Can you give it to me? No, I can't. You have to search for it. I can tell you where to look. I can't just hand it over to you. Everything has to be reasonable. They have to be reasonable and we have to be reasonable. Does that answer your question, all right?
Yes.
You cannot satisfy everyone. As Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, if I am distributing food, I am there is a famine, and I am at the cart, and I have a big cart full of food, and there is a line of people standing in line waiting to be served, right? And I am serving food. He said, shall I run after? If some madman runs away from the cart, it means he'll go hungry. Maybe he'll die. He won't get his food. Shall I leave the line that I'm distributing to run after him? Here are the people that want it, and it takes all of my energy to distribute to all of them. Shall I leave them and run after the madman? So, those persons, they don't want it. Who wants it? There's a big line of people who want it. But our first duty is to serve them. Someone who doesn't want it? Go to the end of the line.
Even now, Maharaj, even in the scientific studies, they are facing so many dogmas.
Huh?
Even in the scientific studies, purely chemical analysis, biochemical things, they are facing many dogmas.
Yes. So
they are tangled in them.
A priori means dogma. A priori means without proof.
Yes.
But it works. So you must use this, because it works. But can we prove why it works? No, we can't. Right? That's a priori. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.